worlds beyond imagination, where both space and time deform into grotesque realities.
Here is the actual sound of a person who's just finished dining at Kingston's Seaway Restaurant.
Hello. Hello, baby. Hello.
Wow, you're some operator.
I was born in a basement in 1959.
Editor's note. No filter or increase in tape speed were used for these scenes.
Without you as the liaison between McDonald's Corporation and the customer, we're dead.
A free candy bar for every child that knows what grows in the secret garden. The answer, of course, is love, hope, and happiness.
Thank you for letting us introduce you to one of the finest entertainment products available, and happy motoring.
WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. What is this strange voice coming out of my radio at 6 o'clock at night? I'm expecting to hear Chris Earle.
I'm here.
Chris Earle is still here, ladies and gentlemen. Gail is still here. Jim is still here. And we are joined by the lovely, talented, former WMFO air personality, Danielle Capolino.
Hi, everybody. I'm
hello,
back.
Hello. Welcome back. And our dear, dear friend, Mr. Mike Pankus.
Hi, guys.
I see you back there.
Hiding.
And if we got all these people in the studio this close to Christmas, it can only mean one thing.
Yes.
Battle.
It's a battle.
The fury, the raw emotion of Yuletide competition, because that is what the holidays is all about. A lot of people tell you holidays are about love, togetherness, giving, sharing. No, it's about winning. That is the only thing that matters at this time of year. Winning. That's why all the neighbors try and have more Christmas lights than everyone else. That's why everyone is clubbing each other to death at the mall to get the hot toy. It's about winning.
I've seen more lasers this year than ever, Derek.
Yeah. Oh.
Much to your chagrin.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Do not even get me started. I've drove by 20 of them on my way over here.
My neighbor put some up this year, so they were officially on my house, too.
Hate the freaking lasers. Oh, yeah. That's the best thing about them.
Yeah.
Is if they're poorly aimed, the holiday lasers, guess what's in your bedroom?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. They ricochet off the house's windows into your house.
Dancing around your ceiling as you're trying to go to sleep at night. It's the lasers. My next door neighbor's got his Christmas lights on all day, all night, every day.
Since November 1.
I'm going over there with some wire cutters and taking care of this problem because...
It's the war on electric bills.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy's unbelievable. It's like, turn off your freaking lights after midnight.
Well, here's the alternate thing you could do. You could bring a Bouche de Noël. I'm doing a callback to the Yule log.
Looked it up.
It's a Yule log, and it's from, you can get it in Belgium, France, Switzerland, Quebec, or Quebec, B-U-C-H-E, or B-O-U-C-H-E, which is also mouth.
You'll love it.
You'll love it.
You'll love it.
But we were saying, is Bouche mouth and Yule log?
Bouche is mouth in French.
Right.
So, Bouche de Noël is like...
log mouth.
Christmas mouth. No, there's a different word. It's like Christmas mouth.
Oh, okay. Like, Christmas mouth.
I hate when I catch log mouth.
See, mouth
of
Christmas.
I had log mouth a couple of weeks
log
ago.
Log mouth? Nobody wants the log mouth. Nobody wants the log
so
mouth.
So hard to get rid of.
For the next 3 hours, and Shay Spillane, by the way, is on her way here. She's been sitting in traffic since 4:25 this afternoon on her way up here because apparently everyone on the Southeast Expressway forgot where the accelerator is in their vehicle. Either that or that's where that diesel spill is, whatever's going on down there. So Shay's going to be
with
us.
Are they all coming here?
They might be. I don't know. We may have thousands of people walking into the studio. I don't know where we'll put them.
No, just Shay, right? And Matt and Molly.
Yeah. But Shay's the one stuck in traffic with everyone else. So this continues a tradition. Chris, how long have we been doing this? How many
this
years?
This is year five, but we did do Thanksgiving for about 8 years until last year when I had to go for my grandmother, and I'm glad I did. But
yeah,
so 8 years of Thanksgiving, then this was five.
So this
because
is our...
you were overlapping because you used to do it with Paul Day.
Right.
And he had Robbie in and and some other people over the years, and Tony. And
so it's yeah. actually, I think for me, this is year 13.
Yeah.
Because I think we've been doing this since 2005, maybe 2006, but this is year 12 or 13 for me. It's year 5 with you.
Yeah, yeah.
And we reset everything when you and I started doing it, so we were able to bring back songs that I'd played in the past, mm-hmm. but we haven't done that since.
Right.
So if we played a song in the past, generally speaking, it is now off limits.
Exactly.
For us to use. So we've had to go out and find new stuff. And the way this works...
So what you're saying is you're basically at the point where you're scraping the bottom of the barrel?
Oh, no.
Is this the disclaimer
this
that...
This is the strongest year yet?
Yeah, you'd think so. But then last year I turned up something like the Harmony Grits.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't
we the judge of this? Money last year.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
I believe
we'll be the judge of that.
Yeah. Derek gave me a very, very close run for my money last year. He had me into round 8. He was still ahead. And then I pulled off the last two, and I was able to take it.
And for those of us who were keeping score at home, riveted listeners, it was a tie, just so you know, Derek.
Yeah, well, you tell the
keeping our own scores at home.
So the way it's going to work is Chris and I are each going to play a song, and we'll figure out who goes first in a moment. And then we have our group of judges who are going to decide which one of the songs they like better. Whoever has the most points at the end of 10 rounds wins. And if we need a tiebreaker, we'll pull out an 11th round.
And we've had to do that one, yeah. And also, I would like to officially announce our new scorekeeper for the show is Jim McDermott. He is stepping up for Winston Kidd, who is missing this year, and we miss Winston Kidd. He's listening in at home, and he might call in to say hello. But Winston said, if there's anyone who keeps score like Winston, it's Jim McDermott.
I have some big shoes to fill.
Now, I do need to begin this, as I do every year, with the annual bribing of the judges.
Mm-hmm.
We have
It hasn't helped him yet, but he does bribe the judges, yep.
Three.
He's got all kinds of stuff.
Four.
And he usually gives me something, too.
Mike Pincus, you get two. So we were hoping Sarah would be here, but she's not.
Oh, look at you.
And we love Sarah, so...
Are they interchangeable?
Yes.
Clearly, they're personal. You put a lot of thought into it.
Take your pick of gift bags. And then, of course, in the hope that my act of generosity will cause him to throw the competition, the annual bribing of my competitor, Chris.
It's working.
Thank you.
And listen, Legos and chocolate. Hello.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a lovely assortment.
I got Satan Claus.
Oh my God, it's like Christmas.
Yes.
It is.
Oh,
this is work.
It's a lovely.
Oh boy.
All right. It's
work. It's like four
disturbing.
Blocks.
There is a lovely sound of crinkling on the air right now.
It's like, I have to say, I have to be honest, I can't wait to step on these.
That's not the fireplace here in the studio.
It's like IKEA toys. I got to put together myself.
No, nobody got my Lego dude.
I get it.
Chris, I pretty much tracked down every promotional offer that certain retailers were doing this year.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So
I've got the Batman.
Thank you, Derek.
Legos.
That's very thoughtful. I came empty-handed.
Things that you might have missed. No. This is just
What did Chris get us?
This is my way of buttering you up.
Thank you, well played.
I've got you some great music that you're going to love.
All right.
Chris is going to give you a Christmas mouth.
I was going to bring pizza, but we can't do pizza in the studio.
Yeah.
So afterwards, I'm going to take you guys all out drinking.
Yeah.
No, that's what we're doing.
Yeah, Chris is going to get you all log mouth for Christmas. That's what he's
Unless, of course, I lose. Unless, of course, I lose. Then Derek will take you out.
Yeah, no, I won't. So how are we going to decide who goes first?
Usually... I've gone first since I've won every year.
Okay.
So I don't mean to boast.
So you can go first again.
We should flip a coin.
If you'd like me to go first, I will. No, you can go first.
Usually our first round is something that's... it's usually some hard competition in early round one. And I'd like to also add, too, we go around with the judges. So we'll start with one judge. Like, we'd start with Mike and then go around the table. And then the next round, of course, Daniela will go first. So we'll rotate like that, too. So this one, you guys will recognize the band and you will recognize the song. I heard it, and I absolutely loved it. It's a remake of another one of their songs. It came out in 2012. It's Cheap Trick.
Oh, yeah.
With I Want You for Christmas.
I want you for Christmas. I need you for Christmas. Christmas.
WMFO Medford Fits and the Tantrums. Santa Stole My Lady.
What year is that from, Derek?
That is more recent than it sounds, actually. That's from the early 2000s. But it's got that classic sort of wall of sound Phil Spector thing going on. So, good classic Christmas sound to that. We will go... Let's go from my right over to my left. We'll start with Gail Clifford.
Okay. Well, as much as I enjoyed that groove on that last song, I got to say it's kind of a slam dunk for Cheap Trick. I thoroughly enjoyed that. I'm going to argue it might work better than the actual song, I Want You to Want Me. It works so well. Feeling All Alone at Home, you know you're on my wish list. Brilliant. Point to Chris Earle.
Jim.
Well, I kept thinking the Cheap Trick song, they were going to start singing the other lyrics, and it was messing with my head, so I'm going to go with the Fits.
Daniela Capolino.
I'm like a blend of both of those opinions. It was kind of messing with my head that I was expecting them to sing the regular lyrics, but it's Cheap Trick, so I got to go with Cheap Trick. Sorry.
It's like Mike Pacus.
Cognitive confusion.
My gut feeling was with the Cheap Trick song was that Rob Zander forgot the lyrics, had like CTE issues. but of course, I looked up the price of each, and you can get the Cheap Trick song for $1.29 on iTunes. Santa Stole My Lady, also $1.29 on iTunes. However, you can get a deal if you buy it with Darkest Street, $1.99 for two. So it's only 70 cents, really, if you bought the other song. So the more expensive song has to win, since it must be better, right? So we're going Cheap Trick.
Wow. So there it is.
It's all based on price.
With only four judges.
I forgot Pegasus goes by
very
price.
Serious judges this year.
I just want to say,
very
by the
serious.
Way.
They were taking it seriously.
If we had done a longer show tonight,
yes.
I would have pulled that song out early.
It's a great song.
And put it down as one of the worst Christmas songs ever recorded.
Oh, come on, it's great.
Because those of you who've seen Love Actually, which is everyone but Chris.
Oh, I saw it. I liked it.
Well, Jim, you should see Love Actually.
I didn't really enjoy that movie.
Should. Yeah, you really.
I agree. I didn't.
It was between that or Bad Santa, and we made a bad choice that night.
Wait, Daniela doesn't like Love Actually either?
Not anymore.
Wow. What do you mean not anymore?
I did Once Upon a Time until I really watched it. Yeah. And I'm like, no. This guy's in love with another guy's wife. Yeah. This one's a head of a country, and he's trying to hook up with the young... I was like, no.
Mm-mm. It's one of those magical Christmas
I think once you hit 40, I think the reality of that movie, like, you open your eyes and you're like, this... Nobody's making out in this movie except the dudes.
You need to stop spending time with millennials. But anyway.
I don't spend any time with millennials. I'm very proud of that fact.
One of the things in that movie is that you've got the aging rocker, like, re-recording his hit song.
Let's talk about that whole storyline is a little bizarre in and of
but
itself.
But apart from the storyline, re-recording his old song and just sticking the word Christmas in all over the place.
Right.
Which is exactly what Cheap Trick did.
No, they started
didn't,
that way.
They didn't change. No, they changed one lyric.
I mean, do you really think it was Cheap Trick sitting around going, oh, we should make a Christmas song? Or was it the label going, Cheap Trick, you should make a Christmas song?
It is a cheap-ass cash-in.
So they mailed it in. What are you going to do?
Cheap Trick did a full Christmas album, and that was not part of it. They did that special for a very special Christmas, 25. They were asked to contribute a song.
Hey, I voted for it, man. I don't know why you're beefing with me.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm just saying it's great.
It is a cheap-ass cash-in.
Derek, that's the beauty
whatever.
That's why it works so well.
I mean, listen, if it had gone against a different song, like, wasn't Cheap Trick, you know, your song wasn't bad. It just wasn't Cheap Trick.
If this is the standard that I'm up against tonight, then I'm already in trouble.
It wasn't bad, it just wasn't Cheap Trick. That's why I got nine other Cheap Trick songs coming up.
Cheap Christmas cash-in wins.
The great thing is you didn't have to know the lyrics to sing along.
That's right.
It was obvious.
It's sexist, your song. Stealing
Santa Stole My Lady.
There's nothing sexist about that. What's sexist about it?
Stealing ladies. I don't see anybody stealing men.
But it makes points.
Might have one that steals a man.
Maybe later.
You never know. It's coming up. Derek, you're round two. You're at the top.
Well, if you didn't, if you thought that last song was sexist, you're really not going to like this one. This is WMFO Medford.
I like it.
Which one am I on? Am I on two? I think I'm on two.
Yes.
Thank you. kitchen cooking, and the children upstairs asleep. It's time for old Santa Claus to make his midnight cream call.
Santa Claus wants some loving.
Yeah, now.
Santa Claus wants some loving.
I know it's something real pretty under that Christmas tree. I ain't had no loving in this worrying me, cause
Santa Claus wants some loving.
Do you hear me?
Santa Claus wants some loving.
I'm trying to fix this old bicycle. I can't seem to find my plows. I'm halfway watching mama before she get that sleep in her eyes, cause
Santa Claus wants some loving.
What is it?
Santa Claus wants some loving.
I want you to come in here, woman, before that children wake. Cause
Santa Claus wants some loving.
I said
Santa Claus wants some loving.
Now Christmas is for the children, and I want them to be pleased. But right now, mom, it's Christmas Eve, so make them happy, happy. Cause
Santa Claus wants some loving.
Do you hear me?
Santa Claus.
Let's leave the man and chef, it's on the chef. Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind. Life is worth more than a text. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
That PSA goes out by special request to Shea Spillane. Remember, texting while driving is a bad thing.
That doesn't count if you're stopped in traffic, Dave.
Yeah, it counts all the time. No texting while you're driving.
Yeah, technically it
lovely
law, so
listeners, sticking. I apologize for my tardiness. And on that note, if you're listening while driving, learn to drive. It took me 2 hours to make a 45-minute trip to get here.
Despite being late, you still get your judge bribe.
So, Gareth likes to give bribes to all the judges.
She beat me to the punch. Oh.
That's Gail's bribe. That's your bribe. Everyone gets their own bribe.
That just shows you how nice Gail is.
Are you returning your bribe, Gail? Are you re-gifting your bribe to my co-host?
I was re-bribing, yes.
No, there's enough bribes for everybody.
Okay.
Santa comes prepared with extra bribes.
Again, well played.
Everybody love a little bribe.
Just in case. Okay, so round two.
Listen, I'm Italian. I'm not foreign to these
bribes. Little soul.
Little soul on both sides. We had Albert King, Santa Claus Needs Some Lovin', and Sharon Jones, the Dap Kings. Hanukkah has never been that funky. Mike, will you back me up on that?
I agree. It has never been funky.
Yeah. So we'll start with Jim on this round. What do you got?
I think I like Derek's. And it's reminded me of, we were talking about Isaac Hayes, Chef. That's all I could think of when I was listening to it. That's I like that one.
That's good. That's good old school, like Stax Records R&B from the late 70s.
And that was Isaac Hayes, right?
No, it was Albert King.
Oh, Albert
but
King.
It's, but it's all
doing
Isaac Hayes.
Isaac Hayes impression.
Yeah, well, everybody was doing an Isaac Hayes impression in the late 70s. Let me tell you.
Or everybody else was doing an Albert King impression. Yeah. As long as they knew who he was,
you sure
and then
it wasn't
Isaac
Alan
Hayes.
King.
Was not Alan King. It's Albert King.
You sure it's not Larry King?
No, it's not Larry King. It's Albert King. Any other kings that we want to throw out here? Mo King, Mel King.
From the King coming up.
Albert.
Mm-hmm. The King? Mm-hmm. Elvis?
The King, baby. Yeah.
Are you sure it
Jesus?
Wasn't
Jesus?
P. King?
Apparently.
No, it wasn't P. King.
The P. King.
It was Rock King. Can we just get your vote?
King Duck. Oh, it's my turn. Oh, okay. I mean, both were like total stone cold grooves. You know what I mean? I think I'm going to have to go with Derek on this one.
Stone cold Hanukkah grooves. I think that's the first time. That's
and the last
ever
time.
Been said.
That I've never heard that ever be said.
I mean, both
everyone
of
mark the history books because
I mean,
that's not going
to
happen
like,
again.
Both of them made me want to ice skate, roller skate, some sort of, you know.
Nice,
you know,
nice.
Just kind of like a cool, chill 70s.
Nice, good funk
60s
section of the show
funk,
this year.
Whatever era that was.
Yeah. Mike Pincus, steal that microphone away from that young lady.
I don't know whose was whose. That Sharon Jones, I don't think she's a Jew. But I wish he
like
was.
Sammy Davis.
I'm gonna go out on
plenty
a limb.
Of Jews have made very good Christmas songs, so I think we can go.
I think
both
this
ways.
Is this is payback for Neil Diamond in that Christmas album.
I'm gonna go on
I'm going with 8 Days of Hanukkah.
I'm going to go on a limb and say that she's not Jewish because I've never heard a Jew with that much soul.
I got a picture of her. She's
so
not a Jew.
Weird that the Jewish guy is voting for the song about Hanukkah.
Well, this is what
well,
I'm up against.
They're also a buck
fake news.
Hey.
With my competitor here.
It's time for my mic.
Shea Spillane.
I only heard one of them because of my tardiness, but I'm going to have to back up Pincus, our resident Jew.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, if you only heard one, we'll see. If we need you for a tiebreaker, then we'll go with that. Gail Clifford.
Yes, sir. Those were both thoroughly entertaining, but I got to say that Derek's song was, I could listen to that 365 days a year. That was a funky jam. Point to Derek.
Nice. So we got, what do we get? Three, was that?
3-2.
3-2. So we each got one round.
One up.
Two rounds in. Usually I'm down by 4 points by this point in the competition.
Give me a run for my money. I thought that was a surefire winner, and as a matter of fact,
so wait,
the song
who's
that
with
I was
going
to play... I didn't play because
Satan
I wanted to do
Claus
some soul.
They're not announcing it properly. And listen to the song.
And lucky, I have actually my waitressing book on me, so I have scrap paper so I can participate in the next round.
Nice.
I thought you do radio for a living.
Round three. And hello to Stash, everybody. Is Stash called in?
Yeah, Stash called in. Stash, give us a call back in a couple of minutes.
Call back after we're in between rounds.
Yeah.
I'm top of round three here.
Had to do a couple of things there. Yeah, it is you. It is you, and I forgot to hit the button on this thing again.
Give me all right, so this one
yikes.
Is from, I'm going to bring us back like I do in time travel. It's from a guy called Tennessee Ernie Ford. It's from 1951. I think you'll enjoy this. It's called Rootin' Tootin' Santa Claus. Here we go.
He's a rootin' tootin' Santa Claus, riding reindeer through the sky, with his spurs a-jingle jangling and his lasso swinging high. He's a rootin' tootin' Santa Claus, saddlebags all packed with toys. Through the chimney he will bring them all to the dreaming girls and boys. Get along, little reindeer, get along, cover all the reins tonight. It's a long, long trail and all that trail, but you can bet your boots that Santa won't fail. He's a rootin' tootin' Santa Claus, and he's on his merry way. He will round up all your Christmas dreams with a yippee-yo-ki-yay. Get along,
get along,
cover all the reins tonight.
Tonight
it's a long, long trail, an all-night trail, but you can bet your boots that Santa won't fail. He's a rootin' tootin' Santa Claus, and he's on his merry way. He will round up all your Christmas dreams with a yippee-i-o-ki-yay.
Yippee-i-o-ki-yay.
The night before Christmas, and all through the castle, my monsters were having a Yuletide hassle. The tree was all trimmed in foolish things like wolfman fangs and vampire wings.
It was a monster's holiday,
but they were up to no good.
It was a monster's holiday,
didn't act like good monsters should.
It was a monster's holiday,
they found themselves a new prey.
It was a monster's holiday,
they planned to rob Santa's sleigh. They were making a list and checking it twice. Frankenstein wanted a shiny new trike, a new chain for Yanish, a brace for Igor's back, a shaver for the Wolfman, a new cape for Drac.
It was a monster's holiday,
but they were up to no good.
It was a monster's holiday,
didn't act like good monsters
should. It was a monster's holiday,
they found themselves a new prey.
It was a monster's holiday,
they planned to rob Santa's sleigh. The mummy was to signal from the castle roof at the very first sound of a reindeer's hoof. The Santa slid down the chimney wall. The zombies were to make off with sleigh and all. From beyond the moat there rose such a clatter, I jumped to the window to see what was the matter. Like a bolt of lightning, it happened so quick. There in our midst stood old Saint Nick.
It was a monster's holiday,
but they were up to no good.
It was a monster's holiday,
didn't act like good monsters should.
It was a monster's
they
holiday,
they found themselves a new prey.
It was a monster's
they planned
holiday,
to rob Santa's sleigh. But he began to dig down deep in his sack and came up with the traction for Igor's back. Drac got his cape, Frankie promised to behave, and the Wolfman was happy. Now he can shave.
It was a monster's holiday,
and all ended well.
It was a monster's holiday,
Santa was really swell.
It was a monster's holiday,
no need to rob Santa's side.
It was a monster's holiday,
maybe next year he'll come back. Now you monsters, what do you think of Santa? Wasn't he great? Remember, he's the one you wanted to bait. He brought you happiness and cheer, and a happy new year. Now, wait a minute, mommy. What did you think of Santa? Mommy done told me when I was in band-aid that he was the greatest. Yes, he was the greatest. And a Merry Christmas to everybody. And you remember, there's going to be a full moon. Yeah, moon. Ah, hey, a moon.
original Universal monster, Lon Chaney. Do I need to tell you that that came out in 1964, the same year that the Monster Mash came out, and everybody was in a big rush to do so because the Monster Mash was the number one hit from Somerville's own Bobby Boris Pickett.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody had to come out with their monster song. We all know that Boris Karloff narrates The Grinch mm-hmm. every Christmas. Mm-hmm. So here's a little Lon Chaney to go with that.
That was nice. He's going back there too, 64. But yeah. He's 51. Tennessee Ernie Ford, of course, did Davy Crockett at
yes.
16 tons. And I found that one out there, and I'm like, I love it. It's like, it's annoying, but I love it.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, in that low, I love that 50s song at the end where just that low, and then the song's over.
I've heard that one. I think I've got that one sitting on my machine somewhere.
A little song about Cowboy Santa.
I think Daniela Cavallino kicks us off in this round.
Yeah, I think I do. I have to go with Chris on this one. Just because the whole vibe of the song, I dig it. And then also, it's got the word tootin' in the title. So, you know.
A lot of tootin' going on over your place around the holidays?
No.
Okay.
What?
Just making sure.
You want to know if people are farting in my house?
No, there's more than one meaning of tootin'. So.
Oh, I was thinking tootin' farting.
No, I'm thinking of the 80s. I'm thinking of the 80s definition
God,
of tootin'.
No,
and, you know,
we don't.
It's something to do with cocaine.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I got a man the second. But my first definition of that one is, never mind, let's drop that subject.
Michael Pincus.
I thought it was a flatulent Santa also. I didn't know the 80s version.
Yeah.
What? You're my age.
Well, I mean,
how do you not know that?
Like, yeah, I mean, well, sorry.
That's all right. No, it's all hers. But of course, that's $1.29 on iTunes, that tootin' Santa. However, Derek's is not available. It's priceless. And it reminds me of childhood, so I'm going with the Monster Mash thingy.
No. There goes my $1.29 I paid for it.
Shea Spillane, who actually heard both songs in this round. So.
Yes. I won't lie. I was leaning towards Rootin' Tootin' just because, as Daniela said, come on, Rootin' Tootin'. But once I heard yours, both because I am a bigger fan of Halloween than Christmas and a huge fan of the Monster Mash and The Nightmare Before Christmas, I like them combining the themes like that. I almost think The Nightmare Before Christmas got its inspiration from Monsters Holiday. So
could be.
I'm going with D on this one.
If you like Nightmare Before Christmas, you can hear a lot of the same themes.
Oh, yeah.
Coming out of that song.
Like, hey, Halloween and Christmas.
Yeah.
Or Terrifying Christmas. Both fit.
Gail Clifford.
Yes, I was originally also worried that we were going to be saddled up for a gaseous Santa Claus as well, in poor taste. Happily, I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed that song. And I remember Tennessee Ernie Ford from playing Lucy's cousin on an episode of I Love Lucy. So, in any case, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I was snapping the whole time and pointing my guns, as it were. I love the story, Derek, but point to Chris.
Nice. Jim?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Chris as well.
All right. So, Chris, you got round three.
I got that one.
We are up. We are up. Chris is up one round over me. It is WMFO Medford. They like it when I say that from time to time.
Yes.
So.
Or at every 5 and 55.
Yes. And even more often. So, this next one is actually more recent. I don't usually like a lot of recent Christmas music. And I don't generally like anything that's this sort of produced and I don't know.
You're not selling it, Derek. Sounds like it's going to be a stinker.
Might be. No, because the thing about this is like this.
What about Chris?
It's like when a comedian says, "This is a new joke." So
this song is actually pretty much out of my wheelhouse for Christmas music, but there's a sincerity that burns through it, and it captures that feeling that you have when you're a kid about really wanting one gift more than anything else in the world. So, for that reason, I'm going with this. Gordon Bamford.
Brother wants a tattoo for Christmas. Sister wants a ring in her nose. Daddy wants a new big screen TV. Mama wants a tummy tuck. All I want's a baseball glove. Brother wants some wheels for his pickup. Sister wants a trip to Cancun. Daddy wants a new set of golf clubs. Mama wants a gold necklace. All I want from Santa is a genuine cowhide Rawlings Pro Special. This morning, one gift will sure be enough. If I get a new baseball glove, brother made his list, it's two pages. Sister's dropping hints everywhere. Daddy's being real good to Mama. Mama's being extra sweet. I'm just hoping Santa brings a genuine cowhide Rawlings Pro Special. One autograph by Roy Halladay. If that's all I've got neath the tree Christmas morning, one gift will sure be enough. If I get a new baseball glove,
home with me, and to us together means so much. Because we love each other, and we know that someday soon, we will be together. Forever.
WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. That was Tony Wine with My Boyfriend Is Coming Home for Christmas. And before that, Gord Bamford, Baseball Glove from the Christmas in Canada album. Are we starting with Mike this time around? Mike?
I believe we are.
Mike Pekus.
I am torn because the Baseball Glove is $1.29 and My Boyfriend's only 99 cents. However, I have a strong reaction to country music.
You gotta stop basing it on dues prices, Pincus.
Why did you invite me then?
That's what
Pincus
does.
It's called Yes and.
This is part of the judging process.
I will be biased as I can be.
The next round I get for free.
I don't care for country songs, any kind of country songs. I'm sorry. I gotta go with my boyfriend, Tony Wine.
You're really going against a song about a baseball glove.
I really am.
Mike Pincus.
I think it just rhymed. I don't think that guy cares about baseball.
Like, if somebody... I just don't think he cares. If somebody told you for like $10 million a month they would beam baseball directly into your brain, you'd be saying, where do I give the money?
That's what the internet is. That's what I do all day. Read baseball. But not if that song played, I would give up the internet.
If I can't win on a baseball song with Mike Pincus, I am in real trouble.
It's country. It's awful.
I have no country. Just so
you know. He's Canadian. Does that help?
It does help a little.
That actually kind of makes it worse, in my opinion.
I'm like, he's not even American.
He's not even.
Excuse me.
He's country like I live in Nova Scotia.
We don't need a lot of Blue Jays fans coming down here and stirring stuff up, all right? They're still upset about the Expos up there.
I'm sorry, I didn't know here at WOW was so big in Canada.
Oh, we are. We're huge. We're like number 7 program in Saskatchewan.
In Ottawa.
We're huge in Ottawa.
PEI, look out.
Yeah.
You're about to get madder. I hate making Derek angry, but I did love your song.
You're making me happier.
I thought it was so fantastic. Chris is in punching distance. That's swaying me a bit. But I did love your song, but Chris's song, I could just picture a Supremes knockoff group wearing satin gloves, singing it on stage, and it just...
That's a selling point for me. I do have to bring that up. I'm a very non-violent man. I would never hit a woman next to me for not voting for myself.
Are you suggesting that I would?
That's a really important point.
Is that the suggestion that I might hit somebody because they don't vote for my song?
Thank you for responding to my facetious point with keeping up with the times of what is going on in the world right now. This is supposed to be fun. Shut up. But I am going to have to go with My Boyfriend's Coming Home for Christmas. And also because it's so antiquated that I find it ironic that a girl's like, the most exciting thing about Christmas, oh my God, my boyfriend's coming back.
Yeah. I think he's coming back from the military, though, isn't he?
Yes, he's coming back.
Yeah, he's coming back from overseas from fighting, I believe.
Does she know he's coming back in a box?
My point being,
Vietnam is going on.
You know what? I'm gonna need another Lego set.
If we're getting all PC, then my point being that would there be a 2017 song that a dude is singing about his girlfriend coming back from overseas? There's a thing.
It'd be a crappy country one.
It'd have to be a country song.
But are there any songs about people coming back at this age? I don't think they do songs.
Only country songs.
I think there's a 2017 song about a girl coming back with a subpoena in one hand and Ronan Farrow in the other.
They staged the coming back.
Look out, Billboard charts. It's coming for you. But yes, I'm sorry. I have to go with Chris's D. Don't be mad at me.
Gail Clifford.
Well, one of my questions was answered with the military. I was like, wait, where's he coming back from? And I have to say, knowing Chris Earle to be the dark person he is, as soon as the song was like, my boyfriend's coming back, I'm like, oh, this is someone with a husband, obviously, right? That being said, I was wrong. It was a lovely, sweet song. And I'm sorry, but I have to agree with Pincus. I glaze over with the country music. I just glaze over. So apologies for that, Derek.
You're just never going to sell country in the Northeast. Jim, what do you think?
Except New Hampshire.
Oh, they love it in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm.
And Northern Maine.
And Vermont.
I live in New Hampshire, no country. Sorry. can't go with it. I have to go with the boyfriend.
Daniela?
I'm sorry. No country.
Wow.
I mean, I'll take Tennessee Ernie, and I'll take, like...
No, it's not. If I were a judge, I would have voted for Derek.
No one can hear you, Mom.
Voted your wife voted for you.
Yeah. Well, my wife doesn't care. No one's interested in what my wife has.
For the record, Derek's wife voted for him.
Don't ever say my wife doesn't
care. Well,
no, she has to go home to him.
Top of round five.
That was a sweep.
Top of round five. I'm going to go dark, Chris Earl, because I have something here that's free from the internet, Mike Pincus. And I recreated this. I had to heavily edit this. I call it the Meow Mix. it's from a local boy from New Hampshire who's no longer with us. So the top of round five, I picked a song from a man named Gigi Allen.
Oh,
and
boy.
He gets into the Christmas spirit with his cover of The 12 Days of Christmas.
Gave to me a virgin so very horny. On the second day, she gave me two pecker rubs and a virgin so very horny. Now on the third day of Christmas, that old bitch, she brought home three French whores, two pecker rubs, so very horny. Now on the fourth day of Christmas, four calling girls, three French whores, two pecker rubs, and a virgin so very horny. On the fifth day of Christmas, she brought me home something special. Brought me home something special. Five herpes seeds. Four calling girls, three French whores, two pecker rubs, a virgin very horny. On the sixth day of Christmas, she gave me six beans from a leg, but five herpes seeds. Girls, three French whores, two pecker rubs, and a virgin so very horny. On the seventh day of Christmas, I got wet and wild with seven swampy ladies, six salines, five herpes seeds, four calling girls, three French whores, two pecker rubs, special. She went into her lingerie. She got her dirtiest pair of underwear. Eight crusty pants.